This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey everyone, welcome to Inclusive Collective, where we share stories and learnings of inclusive people, organizations, and innovation. I'm your co-host, Rob Hadley, a people and culture strategist specializing in DE&I and people analytics. I'm here with my friend, Nadia Butt, a workplace culture strategist and talent development consultant. Nadia, so great to be with you again. How are you doing?
Good, doing good, Rob. How are you? It was really good to see you last week.
I know. It's we live too far apart.
We really do.
Really got to hang out more.
How is it being back in Boston?
It was. I don't know. It was. It was good. It's like, you know how like you walk down the streets of a place where you live for a long time, and like every single thing has a memory.
Yes.
And that's, and you know, and I worked in that area that we were, and I lived in that area. And so just like everything had a memory, right? So my son was born there, and I walked by the apartment where we lived when he was born. And so it's just like tons of memories. So yeah, like, you know, obviously I didn't love Boston. And so.
Yeah, you say that often on this show.
I didn't totally enjoy it, but. You know, there's a lot of good memories there, too.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, this week on Inclusive Collective, Rob, we're going to be discussing the relationship between dermatology and DE&I, AI's mishaps with race, DE&I in Alabama, and women at Chanel. And then later, I'll be ranting about all the things. And Rob, you're going to be raving about the music industry making waves. But first, let's get to the deets. So, Rob, do you want to kick us off?
Let's start with something I pulled out, as you mentioned, Nadia, that bad information and propaganda around DEI has infiltrated one of our most important institutions, and that would be the American Academy of Dermatology. So that's right, the folks that are responsible for keeping my skin silky smooth, they're having their own DEI battle.
Yeah.
Dr. Brian Rafael, if you were Brazilian, introduced a resolution to the group this past week to eliminate all DEI programs and initiatives in the 20,000 member organization. Now, Nadia, I want to read this to you because you might be really interested in this. The resolution states that since October 7th, I don't know where they got that date, the DEI movement has been perceived as being filled with anti-Semitism, weaponizing the concept against Jews by labeling them as oppressors, and allegedly justifying extreme hate speech and violence. It reads, the role of DEI has evolved in recent months to a political movement that categorizes certain groups as oppressors and others as oppressed, creating a binary system of racist and anti-racist without allowance for neutrality. Well, kind of agree with him there. And I'm kind of cool with that. And the document goes on to say that while initially well-intentioned, DEI is now believed, I'm not sure by who, but to hinder rather than help the diversity in their specialty and in the broader healthcare field. I'm going to take a quick break, Nadia, and just let you weigh in on that. What do you think?
Well, it sounds like the AAD could use some help in maybe defining their terms and like navigating crucial conversations in the workplace. I don't know. I mean, it sounds like it's a shame, right? Like the role of DE&I and its efforts, like, I thought it was pretty clear to people, but maybe it's not. But the efforts are really about focusing on increasing representation. I think of like dermatology and like the lack of representation of like skin color and marketing, or, you know, we had Nisha Dearborn on who talked about this in season one. Even just like the academic research, I think this article talked about how there's like the lack of representation of skin color in academic research. And then we think about like even the people in this field, like the upper underrepresentation mm-hmm. of dermatologists that might be in this field from minoritized or marginalized groups. And I think of like their development, their professional development opportunities that might, you know, where there might be a lack of. So I think all things I think that we care about in society, particularly like because of the dermatology field, we all have like at some point in life have to deal with dermatology. I think like we all have to deal with like skin and
me all the time. Yeah.
Skin care, right? Yeah. Like I do
aesthetic.
Absolutely.
Yeah, mostly aesthetic for me.
Some people aesthetic. Yeah. Some people, you know, voluntarily decide to go see a dermatologist, but some people are unwell with their skin care and skin and need like skin needs. So it affects all people in society. So it is a shame to me like to hear that that like these are the efforts or this is like the thinking that revolves around DE&I and dermatology, or at least for the AAD.
Yeah. I mean, I wanted to bring it up because, you know, I don't want to go after this particular dermatologist. I assume that he's probably watching Fox News. It's cold, right? In Syracuse, you're indoors a lot in the winter, right? Not a lot to do.
A lot of
stuff. So he's wildly misinformed, right? And I think that he probably thought he was doing something. He got something like 100 people to co-sponsor that resolution. Many of which backed out after realizing what they were signing. And then there was a petition going the other way in support of DEI, right? So you named a lot of the great things those initiatives that they were working on and they were doing. Mm-hmm. And all those really good and important things. They had about 6,000 people supporting those initiatives that you were talking about as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, people don't know. They were initially misled. And you have to push back in a productive way, right?
Sure.
And so this is coming to businesses, it's coming to organizations. So I really like the way that they pushed back, got the petition supporting DEI as well. And it could be an example for other organizations going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for that. Well, Rob, last week, Google apologized for its faulty rollout of a new AI image generator, where in some cases, the tool created images and put people of color in historical settings where they wouldn't normally be found. So Gemini chatbot is being accused of having an anti-white bias in the way it generated a racially diverse set of images to written prompts. So among the images were an image this was all over like social media, by the way.
Mm-hmm,
so like apparently one of the images was of a picture that depicted a Black woman as a U.S. founding father and showed Black and Asian people as Nazi era German soldiers. Just to note that the AP News was not able to independently verify what prompts were used to generate those images. So we don't know exactly like what was the written text to generate them. Google has since apologized for the inaccurate or even offensive images.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Well, I thought generally, I didn't know there were so many history buffs, right? So all of a sudden, a Black woman or Black man is a founding father, then, you know, like that's a big, right? So the company obviously did something that didn't work. It's an image generator, right? I think it shows, which we've talked about, some of the problems with the technology, specifically the problems that Google has, right? In terms of thinking like, what data are you training on? But I'm always more worried, you know, when something silly like this happens, the people that are so worried about the reverse bias, right? Like this is a really big deal to them. Mm-hmm. They blow past all the things that would make it not possible for a Black man to be a founding father, or that there were founding mothers in general, right? So like none of that is ever relevant or important to this discussion. But
if
there's
point.
A strange picture of a Black Viking and the world's coming to an end for some of these folks, right?
Like, yeah.
And I don't know. I think it's something they have to clean up, and they will. And I don't know if they will. It shows some of the problems with this technology, right?
Yeah, I think that's it. Like AI has bias, like the bias is real within AI. And I think it's also worth noting that a number of studies have shown that AI image generators can increase racial and gender stereotypes.
Mm.
And then, like, without filters, they are more likely to show lighter skinned men when asked to generate a person in different contexts. This is what the research says. So, yeah, AI bias is real. I think, like, we have to be very careful as this continues to evolve. And, you know, a lot of people are using AI in different senses. And so just keeping an eye on the bias that goes in, the algorithmic bias that goes into AI is critical.
I actually got the offer for like the free 3-month trial for Gemini.
Did
and
you?
Then you sent me the article. I was like, no, thank you.
Delete. Well, they said apologize. So, you know, I don't want to deter anyone from using it, but just be careful.
Maybe someday. Maybe it'll work at some point. Right?
That's hilarious. Anyways, thanks for that discussion, Rob. Let's take a break and we'll be back with more deets.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Welcome back to Inclusive Collective. Nadia, we got to talk about Alabama. You okay. Ready?
Do we? I'm just kidding.
You know,
I've been to Alabama really quickly because I have.
No, you have you? Have
yeah,
you?
I was down in Georgia for work and I had to go to Alabama because the company I was working for at the time had a very local office in Alabama, and it was a journey.
Yeah, it's a state, one of the states I have not been to, right? So one of the few that I haven't been to. So, but you know, but one thing I do know about Alabama, they love their college football, right?
They love their college
football. Right? Like that was accurately represented in the documentary Forrest Gump, I believe.
Oh, right.
If you remember.
Totally.
And so there's an anti-DEI bill in Alabama, right? As to be expected. And it's pretty aggressive. It states that public schools, they should not be affirming a divisive concept, such as teaching that slavery and racism are aligned with the founding principles of the United States. And actually, this was in the Utah bill, which people didn't really know or didn't really catch, that anything labeled divisive is not to be, is, you know, could be illegal. And so the mayor of Birmingham, which is a booming town, right? Like people are really flocking to Birmingham, had suggested that athletes should not come to Alabama to play sports. And so the mayor in his post on social media said that to the parents of minority athletes who are helping their children decide if they want to play sports at those institutions, would you be cool with your child playing at schools where diversity among staff is actively being discouraged?
Wow. Yeah. Do you want me to react to that?
Yeah.
I mean, go Randall, go Randall, go. Listen, I mean, I think it's interesting that this mayor is kind of deterring people from coming to a city. But I think there's so much like allyship and mentorship and sponsorship in even just that advocacy, because when you're advocating for DEI in a kind of creative way like that, you know, advising athletes of marginalized groups to reconsider how they might spend their college careers, where, you know, he's kind of thinking for them in their future, like they're not going to be supported or they may not have the programs that support them and their well-being. I mean, that's freaking genius to me. You know, it will ultimately, I think, hurt these colleges and even maybe the towns if like if that is the case. But I also think that that could be a reflection point of, you know, people down south love college sports and they love their Bama football. So if it's a way to really reconsider the needs of these college students, then they could have the voice to demand that. So mm-hmm. I think what this mayor is doing is really interesting, actually.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that there was a lot of blowback for him online. Sure. He said he was a huge Alabama football fan, but mm-hmm. This was more important than football. So yeah, I like him using this to call attention to it. We'll see if it has any impact on but good for him for speaking out.
Absolutely. Well, Rob, this is like more like a rave than a deet, but I wanted to highlight Lena Nair, one mm-hmm. of Times Magazine Women of the Year. So Lena Nair, for those that don't know, became the global CEO of Chanel in January 2022. She previously spent 30 years at Unilever, worked as head of human resources, where she increased the share of female managers from 38% to 50%. And help the company become known for its socially conscious initiatives. Currently at Chanel, more than 60% of management positions are held by women, which she argues positions the company to show the rest of the world what business can look like when women are in charge. Nair has spent a lot of time increasing the amount of funding for what's called the Foundation Chanel, the company's philanthropic arm, where they've raised $100 million. And this philanthropic arm kind of works in alignment for empowering women and girls, working with nonprofit and local partners and organizations in 57 different countries, working on projects like supporting unmarried women in Korea, helping women plant mangrove trees in India, and bolstering affordable care in the U.S. Any reactions?
I was going to make a comment about $3,000 purses and the value of that for society.
Yes.
And how that fit with
$3,000 is the minimum. That is like a wallet.
Is okay? It? Yeah, I assume it's like those little clutches, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And so the value of that for society. And then I thought, I'm not going to do that. Right. So obviously she's doing better than the men, right? So she's doing a great job for what she's doing, and relative to the men in the industry, I'm sure that she's taking some steps to be more inclusive and certainly doing a good job with in terms of gender identity representation. So I will not say anything about those $3,000 clutches. Congratulations. Like, she totally deserves to be a woman of the year, and I'm very excited for her.
Yeah, solid work there.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break, 90, and come back with our rants and our raves.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Welcome back, folks. It's that time for our rants and raves. I will go first with the rant.
I got a
general rant. So, okay. You know, Rob, there's just a lot going on. Like, it's March. It's officially March. We're 3 months. Well, I guess, you know, 2 full months into the year. There's a lot going on, from like global crises in the Middle East, in Congo, Sudan, Myanmar, the Uyghurs. To hear even nationally, right? Like, there's just so much happening, like you mentioned, and places like Alabama and Utah across the nation as it relates to like social issues like abortion, climate, DE&I, LGBTQIA rights, the election process. I think that's a lot of folks right now are in primary time. So there's a lot going on. Heads are spinning and it's all heavy. And I just wanted to kind of note that. That's all. Like, that's my rant. is that there's a lot going on.
That's a lot to take in. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath, right? That's a good call out. I appreciate that. And I think that that's why one of the things that I was excited about was this story, which was that Universal Music Group buys a majority stake in Nigerian music label Maven Global. Did you see this?
I did. Right? Yeah. Okay.
So there's no specifics on the deal, but it's believed to be worth between $150 to $200 million. That is a lot of money on the African continent. And so you may know Maven Global from the song Calm Down by Rima. You're familiar?
I have, yeah.
Love it. The biggest...
I was just going to sing it, but then I was like, I don't really have... Good.
it's the biggest Afrobeat song of all time. So congratulations to those entrepreneurs. It's not easy to get that kind of investment.
Yeah,
and sure. They will be able to grow their brand globally. And we look forward to some of the new artists and Afrobeats artists that they develop and bring over to the U.S. So good stuff there.
That's awesome. Congrats to those folks. And thanks for that, Rob. Folks, that's it for Inclusive Collective this week. Just a reminder that if you're looking for DE&I and workplace culture strategy, consulting, problem solving, or training, you can reach out to me at Nadia@NASConsultants.com and Rob@TakanoConsulting.com. Inclusive Collective is a production of Philion Media and edited by Ari Mathay. We'd love to hear from you folks, so please send us feedback at InclusiveCollective@Philion.com. You can also find us on LinkedIn, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Be sure to follow us on LinkedIn. You can also subscribe to our Inclusive Collective newsletter there. If you like what you heard, please be sure to subscribe and rate wherever you listen to your podcast today. Again, thank you so much, Rob. And thanks, folks, for listening. We'll be back next week. Be well.
Thanks, Nadia.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Nice.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.